This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What now?
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Maryland Democrat, reporting to the Senate last night the single article of impeachment against former President Trump, inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. Now it's up to the Senate to decide whether to convict him. But will it? His successor is giving his opinion.
President Biden weighs in on the upcoming second impeachment trial of former President Trump, set to begin the week of February 8th. Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is suggesting the U.S. could soon be giving 1.5 million COVID-19 shots a day. Now we're learning a new variant of the virus has appeared in the U.S.
The first case of the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus detected in the United States has been found in Minnesota. State health officials said Monday the Brazil P1 variant was found in a specimen from a patient who recently returned to Minnesota after traveling to Brazil. The person became ill in the first week of January. Some researchers are concerned that people who have already been infected with COVID-19 might be reinfected with the Brazilian variant.
The AP's Mike Gracia reporting. One person's dead after a tornado crashed into Fultondale, Alabama, north of Birmingham. Apparently a teenager trapped in his home. Big snowstorm across the nation's midsection. Kansas, Illinois, Michigan all getting several inches of snow. This is AP News. The virus picture's improving in hard-hit California, so it's now lifting stay-at-home orders. Other states may follow. The AP's Ed Donahue's got this.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve.
Governor Gavin Newsom says coronavirus conditions in California are improving.
Restaurants can open for outdoor dining with modifications. Nail hair salons can open with modifications. Certain youth sports can resume.
The state is also lifting a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. In New York,
I think we're at a new place now.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is talking about loosening restrictions, possibly later this week. The trick is to not let your guard down.
Don't get cocky with COVID. This beast changes on us all the time.
Cuomo says conditions are not right yet to reopen indoor dining outside New York City. I'm Ed Donahue.
About 24 million Americans have gotten COVID shots so far. That from Bloomberg and its COVID-19 tracker. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.